Hello, I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales on a beautiful sunny day, bringing you an hour and a lot of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. I'm going to be playing a few tracks in the course of the programme from one of the great lost records of all time, Bright Phoebus, Lal and Mike Waterson's record made in 1972, which features performances from Lal Waterson, Mike Waterson, Norman Waterson, Martin Carthy, Richard Thompson, Ashley Hutchins, Dave Mattox, Tim Hart, Maddie Pryor, Bob Davenport and many, many others. The record has not been available for a long time. Now, thankfully, it's been reissued and remastered. Cleaned up, digitally remade. It sounds great. I'm going to kick off with a light-hearted track. Much of the album is fairly dark, but I do like this particular one. And if I remember rightly, it's Bill Leader playing the Jew's harp on it. This is Lal and Mike Waterson and the ensemble of the Bright Phoebus album with Rubber Band.
I'm the leader, I'm the leader of the rubber band. It's the finest band, the best band in the land, and isn't it grand? Being the only band in the land to play rubber band. Just like margarine, our baby's spreading. And our eyes to stardom won't be slow. If we stretch our members to the limit, I'd like to see how far the band can go.
I was actually there when some of that album was recorded in the cellar of Cecil Sharp House, the headquarters of the English Folk Dance and Song Society in Camden Town, North London, recorded by the great Bill Leader. And more from that album further on in the show, because now I'm going to play you a classic from an album which has been available for quite a few years. The album Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, that's the eponymous or hippopotamus title of the album, and this is the Ua version, the generic version of Mary and the Soldier. These two guys were firing on all cylinders when they recorded this.
Come all your lads a-firing now, that we'd hear of a fair young maiden, and she rode out of a summer's day. For to view the soldiers parading, they march so bold and they look so gay. The colors flying and the bands did play, and it caused young Mary for to say, I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. She viewed the soldiers on parade, and as they stood at their leisure, and Mary to herself did say, at last I found my treasure. But oh, how cruel my parents must be, to banish my darling so far from thee. Well, I'll leave them all and I'll go with thee, my bold undaunted soldier. Oh, Mary dear, your parents love, I pray don't be unruly. For when you're in a foreign land, leave me rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall from a shot from an angry cannonball. And you so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by a gallant soldier. Guineas in right gold, likewise a heart that's bolder, and I'll leave them all and I'll go with you, me bold undaunted soldier. So don't say no, but let me go, and I will face the daring foe, and we'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, my gallant soldier. Saw her loyalty and Mary so true-hearted, he said, me darling, married we'll be, and nothing but death will part us. And when we're in a foreign land, I'll guard you, darling, with my right hand, in hopes that God might stand a friend to Mary and her gallant soldier.
Stuff. Andy Irvine and Paul Brady with Mary and the Soldier, classic version of a great traditional song. And that's from the album simply called Andy Irvine and Paul Brady, the Hippopotamus album. I was talking to somebody the other day and we were discussing that terrific song Killing the Blues, and we were talking about various versions of it, and one I hadn't heard so far is this one I'm going to play for you now, Chris Smithers' version. Chris Smithers, great blues singer, great blues guitarist as well, and his album As Live As I'll Ever Be has got this great version of the Roland Sally classic, Killing the Blues.
Falling, they're just like embers. red and gold, they set us on fire, burning just like moonbeams in our eyes. Someone said they saw me, they said I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over. I was killing the blues, just killing the blues. Well, I am guilty of something that I hope you never do, 'cause nothing is sadder than losing yourself in love. Someone said they saw me, they said I was swinging the world by the tail, bouncing over a white cloud. I just killing the blues, just killing the blues.
Version there of the Roland Sally classic Killing the Blues from Chris Smithers' album Live As I'll Ever Be. Now, the tune Lady Margaret's Waltz, or Margaret's Waltz as it's sometimes called, was composed in 1959 by the English folk song collector and fiddler Pat Shuldam Shaw. and he dedicates it to Margaret Grant, who was at the time the representative in Devon of the English Folk Dance and Song Society. It was learned by New York fiddler Jay Unger, and he played it lots and lots at New England contra dances for many years. Ali Bain, the great Shetland fiddler, was over in New England one time. He learned the tune from your man Jay Unger, came back to Scotland with it and played it all over the place. It became very, very popular. Well, one night he was having dinner with Pat Shaw, and Ali said after dinner, "I've got a really good tune I picked up in the States. Do you want to have a listen to it?" "Yeah," he said, I'll have a listen." And so Ali played Margaret's Waltz for him. He said, "Do you like it?" He said, "Yeah, I do quite like it. Maybe that's because I wrote it." I think that's a lovely story. Here's Banta, a famous English dance band, who've just made a new album called Yes, Simon Kerr and Co., with Margaret's Waltz. Lovely version of a classic dance tune, Margaret's Waltz, from the new album by Banta, which is simply called Yes, as against that great rock band Yes, who once made an album called Banta. Now, just made that up. That's rubbish. Another track from another long-lost album. Last week I played you a track from the album which I called Two, because it's only ever a demo. It was the second album from that wonderful Manchester-based band Long Note. Well, last Tuesday I was playing in the pub with a couple of the lads, and I said, that version of Muddy Waters Can't Be Satisfied is absolutely fantastic. And I said to Paul Kallick, the guitarist, who was playing piano on it? And he said, me. Well, I think this is a brilliant version of course, a song many of you will know from the Muddy Waters original version, which I believe he put together with Leonard Chess of Chess Records, if I remember rightly. Lead vocals here from Tony Trundle. Great version of Can't Be Satisfied.
I'm a worried man. satisfied my judge and keep from crying.
Great blues, Elon Pipes there from Sleepy Dave Lim. And the song Can't Be Satisfied, long note, the album 2, never been released. Have to see what we can do about that. Brilliant stuff. Here's just one of the greatest singers ever, Susan McEwan. For me, there is something incredibly special, incredibly soulful about this woman's singing, the way that she connects with everything she does. This is a fabulous version of the traditional song, Bonnie Greenwood's Side.
She's leaned her back against an oak, all alone and alone. She's pushed and pushed till her back's nearly broke, down in the bonny greenwood side. She's laid her head against a thorn, all alone and alone. Two bonniest babies ever were born, down in the bonny greenwood side. She's went back to her father's castle wall, all alone and alone. She was the smallest maid of them all, down in the bonny greenwood side. She looked over her father's castle wall, all alone and alone. Two bonny babies playing at a ball, side. Oh dear babies, if you were mine, all alone and alone. I'd give you bread and I'd give you wine, down in the bonny greenwood side. Oh dear mother, when we were thine, all alone and alone. Round our necks you pull the twine, down in the bonny greenwood side. We are in the heaven so kind, all alone and alone. In the hell's fires you will die, down in the bonny greenwood side.
Chilling version of The Cruel Mother, Bonnie Greenwood's Side, from Susan McEwan's album Lowlands. Listen, if you don't know that girl's work, check all her albums out. She is, well, as I said before, one of the greatest singers on the planet. Love her stuff. Well, let's have another track from Findlay Napier's new album, simply called Glasgow, a celebration of that great city. And this is a song written, strangely enough, by a Dundee man, the late and great Michael Mara. It tells of King Kong's visit to Glasgow. And I can just imagine him, that great ape, striding down Socky Hall Street on a Friday night after the pubs have shut.
Kong's up in Red Road, he wants to mend his ways. He's using festivals of jumbo jets to wipe the tears from his face. And enter an angel with a shamrock on her thigh, and a liking for great begging monkeys with tears in their eyes. And she said, come and see the Celtic, you will love the way they play. But if this team is to flourish, don't kill McStay. She repeated to him, pure, don't kill McStay. So he bumps into the floodlights and the crowd begin to sing. Why don't you take him to Ibrox? We think he might blend in. Keep away from the people's palace with his big and clumsy ways. Come with me to the perfect beat, but don't kill Joseph K. She repeated to him, don't kill Patrick Kane. Husband with the wife and children too. Now I'm a husband with a wife and kids, and it's all thanks to you. And he turned and he waved from a jumbo jet. A tear was in his eyes. Down there smiling was his little angel with a shamrock on her thigh. And he waved them all goodbye. He winked and waved them all goodbye.
King Kong's Visit to the City of Glasgow. And that's from... Oh. Well, I forgot the Ibrox Park or wherever it was. Little tail on the end of that there. King Kong's Visit to Glasgow, that's from Findlay Napier's new album, Glasgow. A celebration of that great city. Now, a couple more tracks from the reissued record, Bright Phoebus. Now, like I said at the beginning, the album was released in 1972, but unbeknownst to either of them, Mike and Lal Waterson had been writing songs on their own, independently, after the Watersons came off the road. The Watersons family band, of course, were without any doubt one of the greatest contributors to the second wave of the folk revival in these islands. Their close harmony singing, they were just absolutely phenomenal. They made a rake, of course, of great albums over the years. But let's go back to 1971. They came off the road, Mike and Lal writing. Mike was up in Hull and Lal, I think, was down in Leeds. Then Martin Carthy heard some of the songs and went, you've got to do something with this. Got in touch with Ashley Hutchins and Richard Thompson. They went down to Cecil Sharp House in London. And I've got a quote here from Mike. Lal and I dreamed our way through the recordings. It was magic. People just wandered in. Tim Hart and Maddie Pryor are on a few tracks because they just happened to walk through the door. So they were lassoed in to do some vocals. One poor bloke came in to deliver a package. And we said, right, you're in. And we stuck some words in front of him and put him in the chorus. He sang away, thank you very much, and then he left. Love that story. So they recorded the whole album in just about a week. Anybody who came along was dragged into play. And I was there on one occasion, I think it was a Saturday, and I heard the second of the two songs I'm going to play for you now being recorded, and it sounds just as though there's a fairground organ playing in the background. The title of the track is Magical Man. It's Mike, I think, is the most input into this one. But it sounds like a fairground organ in the background. It's not. It's Richard Thompson on a Stratocaster. Very cleverly did something with the actual tonality of it. He brought the mid and bottom end up so it sounds just like an organ. But before that, you're going to hear what I think is one of Lal's greatest songs. Lead vocals from her sister, Norma. The song's called Red Wine Promises. And the imagery, well, it's always seemed to me it was Baudelaire, Rambo. It had a lot to do with those French poets of the 19th and early 20th centuries. And I remember Mick once saying to me at Cambridge Folk Festival a few years back that in his opinion, Lal was a great modern poet. And I have to agree, because the way that she wrote her songs was as a poet would have written them. Anyway, two songs back to back now from Bright Phoebus. First of all, Red Wine Promises, and after that, Magical Man with Richard Thompson on Fender Stratocaster Fairground Organ.
Fell in the street in a drunken heap. There's bright water all around me, and the cheap red wine in me drunken brain has left a burning flame in me belly. I don't need nobody helping me. I don't need nobody's arms around me. If I was a black beetle upside down, I could kick all night long and never turn around. But I'm flat on me back in the rainbow rain. Still I know in the morning I'll be on me feet again. Just can't get a grip of the ground. I'm upside down the right way round. I promise thee, my shameless lady, who laughs out loud in the sad patient night, always to be honestly thee. In me waking dreams or me drunken nights, I don't fear the yawning sunshine morning. I'm forward running back again. Fell in the street in a drunken heap. There's bright water all around me, and the cheap red wine in me drunken brain has left a burning flame in me belly. I don't need nobody helping me. I don't need no booger's arms around me.
And the only one. If you're in doubt, you can call I am the original antiquated man. One foot in a hand sends a thrill down your spine. Two touch in a hand and you're mine. I'm the original magical man, the original and the only one. If you're in doubt, you can come and try out the original digital man.
Magical Man, Lal and Mike Watterson from the album Bright Phoebus, and before that you heard Red Wine Promises, and there'll be at least one more before the end of the show from that seminal and wonderful album. New album coming out at the end of the month from Naomi Bedford and Paul Simmons. I played a track from it last week. I'm going to play another track from it now. The album is called Songs My Ruiner Gave Me. The line comes from a poem by Shelley, which in fact is the song I'm going to play you now, because Naomi's set it to music. The poem is called Young Parson Richard, and tells the story of a beggar woman coming with a babe in her arms, asking a parson, a righteous, self-righteous parson, for some bread and water, because she's starving. And he refuses. And at the end of the song, you realise that the baby in her arms is actually the parson himself. It's a sort of a ghost ballad. Shelley didn't write many ballads, but when he did, they were pretty damn good. And this is a great tune, a great arrangement. Naomi Bedford and Paul Simmons with Jerry Diver producing, and musical contributions from Ben Walker, who of course appears in a duo with Josiane Clark, and from Andy Summers, who is not only the ex-guitarist from The Police, but Naomi used to babysit for him. This is Young Parson Richard.
Young Parson Richards, he stood at his gate, beating his howl with bread. Hunch after hunch, the mere beast ate, moving his tail and his head. A woman came by with a babe at her breast, flaccid with toil and hunger. We'll die if we wait longer. Poor thing, he sucks and no milk will come. He cried, but his strength is all gone. Wasted away and it's left him numb. You can hear.
Yeah.
butter, bread and beer, a morsel of bread. My own dear baby is dying, I feel.
Girl's got an amazing voice, and that was one amazing song. Young Parson Richard, Naomi Bedford and Paul Simmons. The album Songs My Ruiner Gave Me, it's out at the end of this month. Totally different in many ways, although it is an amazing voice and a wonderful song. Jean Elvin, from an album called The Voice of the People, Good People Take Warning, Disc 1. It's a topic set, a collection of traditional singers. And this is a beautiful version of a song called The Boston Smuggler. You can hear the limitations in the recording. It was recorded probably on an old reel-to-reel way back when. But just listen to the life and spirit in this lady's singing. Jean Elvin, The Boston Smuggler.
I was brought up in Boston, a town you all know well. Brought up by honest parents, the truth to you I'll tell. Brought up by honest parents, and reared most tenderly, till I became a roving boy. At the age of 23, I started out for smuggling. I knew it was a crime. All the time was well and gay, nearly caught for many's the time. Till at last a bold exciseman took courage and ran me in. For 7 long years a convict, I was sent to Charlestown. My photograph was taken, and I was sent to jail. My parents tried, but all in vain, to get me out on bail. The jury found me guilty, the clerks they wrote it down. For 7 long years a convict, I was sent to Charlestown. Oh, what did my poor father think when he saw me in the box? And what did my poor mother think? She was tearing down her locks. She was tearing down her bonny gray locks. The tears came trickling down. Hey, son, dear son, what's this you've done? You'll be sent to Charlestown. They put me on an eastern train on a cold November's day. And every station that I passed, I could hear the people say, here comes the Boston smuggler, with chains he's well tied down. And for some crime or other, He's been sent to Charlestown. But I've a girl in Boston, a girl that I know well. When my time is ended, along with her I'll dwell. I'll give up all bad company, and likewise drink and rum, for that has been the cause of me being sent to Charlestown.
Great version there of the traditional song, The Boston Smuggler, Gene Elvin. That's from the album Voice of the People, Good People Take Warning, Disc 1 on the Topic label. Do you know, I'd love to get that track into the computer and have a go at it with some of the modern technology we've got, just to clean it up a little bit, because she's a great singer and it's a great song. Just a little bit of whiz pop going on in the background there, which I hope didn't spoil it for you listeners out there. Tom Russell's new album, Folk Hotel. I played you a track from it a couple of weeks back, the one about James Joyce and the Liffey. Well, not only does Tom Russell write about the Irish writer James Joyce, he writes about the Welsh writer Dylan Thomas in his song The Sparrow of Swansea. Just cop your whack for this. This is the balladeer, Mr. Americana himself, Tom Russell, turning his attention to Welsh poetry.
From the back streets of Cardiff to a hall in St. Vincent's, a boathouse in Larne to a bench in Times Square, they are tolling the bells for the Sparrow of Swansea, whispering his poems, they are sending him prayers. Oh, see how he flies, the Sparrow of Swansea, Sparrow of Swansea, Lord, see how he sails. O'er the snail-horned churches, o'er the three-legged horses, through the grey misty mornings in the southwest of Wales. All the pubs, they come open at 11:30. You were likely to find him down at Brown's Hotel. Or the mermaid, the three lamps, the boar's head, the cross house, then back on around to the Worm's Head Hotel. Ah, see how he flies, the Sparrow of Swansea, Sparrow of Swansea, Lord, see how he sails. Or the snail-horned churches, or the three-legged horses, through the grey misty mornings in the southwest of Wales. In the White Horse Tavern, on a grey New York evening, the Sparrow of Swansea was wounded in flight. Raging with whiskey, he lived out his poetry. He did not go gentle into that good night. Oh, see how he flies, the Sparrow of Swansea, Sparrow of Swansea, Lord, see how he sails. O'er the snail-horned churches, o'er the three-legged horses, through the grey misty mornings in the southwest of Wales. Do not go gentle into that good night. Do not go gentle into that good night. Do not go gentle into that good night. We must rage against the dying of the light.
Well, a man who's made many, many great albums, and that's one of them. Tom Russell, from his album Folk Hotel with the Sparrow of Swansea. While I was in Ireland recently, I grabbed a couple of CDs which I've got over there in the CD library and don't have over here. I brought them back with me, and I'll play you tracks from that in the weeks to come, hopefully. I'm going to stay with birds, the Sparrow of Swansea there. This is from Edgelark's new eponymous album, Edgelark's Hannah Martin and Phil Henry, now calling themselves Edgelark's, and this is a beautiful song. I think Hannah's written it, I'm not really sure, because I don't have the CD in front of me, but it's a beautiful song, and of course, as ever, the wonderful guitar work of Phil on the Song of the Jay.
Said the Jay, he was my brother, though we had feathers of a different colour, though his land was different from my own, and from different eggs we had grown, still he was my brother, and we'll mourn him just the same. Once we dreamed of ways, the lightest secrets of flying things. Now earth holds us down and we close our eyes. Just as all who fly with wings unclipped, they should see the sky. I will let the tears roll for all who fall. Said the Jay, will sing the song of all his loves and his battles his whole life long. All the air he held beneath his wing, all the joy he did bring, we'll sing his song and we'll mourn him just the same. Once we dreamed of secrets of flying things. Now earth holds us down and we close our eyes. But just as all who fly with wings unclipped, they should see the sky. Secrets of flying things.
Song of the J from Edgelark's eponymous new album. Now, the Flanagan Brothers, New York Irish band immensely popular in the 1920s and 1930s. They combined traditional instruments like the fiddle and melodeon with the banjo, which of course they picked up being in the States, and the saxophone. And the result, I think, was just wonderful, joyous music and beautifully, beautifully played. But let's see what you think from the album Irish Popular Dances. This is one of the only Irish tracks from the 1920s and 30s that I know that's got a jew's harp on it. Stuff. On the Road to the Fair, the Flanagan Brothers from the album Irish Popular Dances. A man going steaming ahead there on the jew's harp. Guitarist trying to keep up with him. Cara Dillon's new album Wanderer is a total and absolute delight. Already played you a track, here's another one. Her version of the beautiful traditional ballad, The Banks of the Ban.
Nature had formed her for my the Fabrician queen, her eyes shone like diamonds or stars brightly gleaming, her cheeks were like roses or blood drops on snow.
Beautiful version of a wonderful song, The Banks of the Band, which has got to be one of the great melodies of all time. Sung beautifully there, Cara Dillon on her new album Wanderer. Sam Lakeman on piano. Now, Rob Johnson is one of our finest singer-songwriters. I describe him as a balladeer in the broadside tradition. He's immediately there the minute something happens. He writes a song about it, which is pertinent, germane, and hard-hitting. This is one such song which commemorates, if that's the right word, I don't know if it is, but it records and comments on the terrible destruction of that tower block in London. This is In the Memory and the Name of Grenfell Tower.
For profits states categorically you can make a lot more profit without health and safety, building rules and regulations, all that bother, all that fuss. If the worst ever happens, it won't be happening to us. And the Lord Mayor of Privilege, he will not be moved. He's closing down fire stations so the service will improve. He's restructured worse conditions. He's reorganized less pay. But if the worst ever happens, he's pretty sure he'll be okay. Screaming true blue murder. Screaming true blue murder. And the councillors of Kensington, the KCTMO, well, they like to call it property, while we just call it homes. They don't go into details like complaints and smoke alarms. But if the worst ever happens, their bank accounts will be unharmed. So So when the worst ever happened, on the 14th day of June, a spark on the fourth floor, all too soon, flames spread through the cladding, meant to make the tower look nice, and the worst ever happened, 'cause it was cheap at half the price. Screaming true blue murder. Screaming true blue murder. Neighbors help their neighbors. That's what people do. Fire crews climb the burning tower. That's what fire crews do. Death toll spiraled higher, like smoke into the night. When the worst ever happened, guess who thought they'd be alright? Yeah. All the ministers of fire trap, prime ministers of greed, the councillors of millionaires and empty properties. But we took the town hall Friday. Your lies have lost their power, and we're numbering your days in the memory and the name of Grenfell Tower. And we're numbering your days in the memory and the name of Grenfell Tower. Screaming true.
In the memory and the name of Grenfell Tower, Rob Johnson there from his new album, Songs from the Last 7 Years. Powerful, powerful piece. Just got time for two more songs, and I'm going to finish with two from the new Bright Phoebus reissued album. You can find out all about it by going to our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and there'll be a link through there to the Bright Phoebus website. Oh, and don't forget, I forgot to mention this in the course of the programme, those of you who've been donating to the show on a regular basis via PayPal, can you wind up the standing orders, please, if you don't mind, because there's stuff happening and I need to sort that out. Ta very much. So the last two tracks, The Scarecrow, which I think is one of the most magical, atmospheric, it's probably one of the most rooted, it's definitely got connections through to all kinds of earth magic and rituals, and that's sung by Mike, and we're going to finish with Bright Phoebus itself, the song which he says came to him while he was up a ladder working as a painter and decorator. You're going to hear that in a few moments' time, but first of all, the wonderful, I say, magical song, The Scarecrow.
As I roved out one summer's morn, I saw a scarecrow tied to a pole in the field of corn. His coat was black and his head was bare, and as the wind shook him, the crows took into the air. Ah, but you'd lay me down and love me. Ah, but you'd lay me down and love me if you could. Boy, you're only a bang of rams in an overall. that the wind sways, so the crows fly away and the corn can grow tall. And as I roved out one winter's day, I saw an old man hanging from a pole in the field of clay. His coat was gone and his head unlawn, till the wind flung it up to look round its neck and let it go. How could you lay me down and look me? How could you lay me down and look me now? For you're only a bag of bones in an overall that the wind blows and the kids throw stones at the thing on the pole. And as I rolled out one fine spring day, I saw 12 jolly dons dressed out in the blue and the gold so gay. And to a stake they tied a child newborn, and the songs were sung, the bells once rung, and they sold their corn. Now you can lay me down and look me. Now you can lay me down and look me if you will. Or you're only a bag of rags in an overall. But the wind, the sun shone too, and the corn grew tall. As I roved out one summer's morn, I saw a scarecrow tied to a pole. Today, bright fever, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me. Today, bright fever, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me. No more clouds, no more rain. Gone the clouds, she smiled again. Today, bright fever, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me.
No more clouds.
wonderful. Bright Phoebus there, bringing the show to a close. Before that you heard The Scarecrow, both of those tracks from the newly remastered and reissued Bright Phoebus album. Really, really terrific stuff. Dave Mattox, some great drumming on that album, and of course Martin Carthy, such sympathetic guitar work. Totally and absolutely brilliant. And Richard Thompson. What can you say? It was just one of those magical weeks. Can you imagine all that happening in just 1 week in the cellar at Cecil Sharp House? But that's what did happen. Thanks ever so much for listening. I'm off to Portugal. I shall be there doing the Costa del Folk back next Sunday. See you then. You look after yourselves in the meantime. Take care. Have a good time. I hope life is kind to you. Be good, and if you can't, be careful. And if you can't be careful, wear a big hat. Ta-da!